The HBO series Girls is now in its sixth and final season. It's a comedy drama about four self-involved young women in Brooklyn, centering on aspiring writer Hannah Horvath, played by Lena Dunham.
It's like my persona is very like witty yet narcissistic, as you could probably tell from my like triumphant moth monologue and resultant modern love column.
As NPR Arts correspondent Mandalay Del Barco reports, Dunham created, wrote, and produced the series with her creative partner and best friend, Jenny Connor.
The BFFs named their production company a casual romance. Clearly, they are smitten with each other. Here's Lena Dunham on Jenny Connor.
Jenny and I have a very, very symbiotic working relationship. It's very hard for me to know where one of us stops and one of us ends at this point. I'm always at her house. I mean, she's my family.
And here's Jenny Connor on Lena Dunham.
She's the bravest person I've ever met. She's also just a lovely friend. She makes sure I'm alive every single morning, which is maybe part her anxiety, but she's my Valentine.
From their cozy Los Angeles office, they oversee Girls and develop other TV and film projects. It's also where they work on their online feminist newsletter, Lenny Letter. On display are photos of the duo posing together for magazine cover shoots and provocative needlepoint artworks.
This one is about perky boobies.
This is the kind of brazen humor brandished on their hit show, Girls. Connor, a 45-year-old with two children, has been a showrunner, writer, and director, also a sort of den mother to Dunham and the show's three other millennial actresses.
I was definitely hired to be the grown-up on the set. The hardest part of my job was trying to get them not to get tattoos and haircuts during the off-season.
Working in television is in Connor's DNA. Her mom was a writer on Heart to Heart and Cagney and Lacey, and her dad wrote for everything from Little House on the Prairie to The Sopranos. Growing up in Los Angeles, Connor attended the progressive prep school Crossroads.
Yeah, I was there in the Jack Black, Maya Rudolph era, so that was very fun. Jack was my improv coach.
In the mid-90s, after attending Sarah Lawrence College, Connor moved to New York. While everyone else she knew worked at dot-coms, she was selling cigars in Midtown, doing temp work, basically riding through her 20s like a character in Girls.
I was living in the very edge of Carroll Gardens, like almost Red Hook, in a parlor floor apartment with my friend, who turned out to be a secret junkie. And I remember we got robbed one night by crackheads because I left the windows all open, and they climbed in and took my Kate Spade bag, which I had saved up so much for.
Connor eventually was hired to punch up Hollywood scripts, composing lines for the female character in Transformers 3. She also wrote an episode of Undeclared, a TV series about college life.
How did you get so smart?
I read. I read like 8 or 9 books a week.
Wow.
Also do a lot of speed.
Judd Apatow created the short-lived show. He says he was impressed with Connor.
She writes very deep characters. At the same time, she's really funny. Funny in both a light way and a darkly comic way.
While writing for Apatow, Connor became a huge fan of Lena Dunham's indie film Tiny Furniture, about a recent college grad who returns home while trying to figure out what to do with her life.
I'm a young person who is trying very hard.
I felt so connected to that entitled girl who didn't know what she should be doing and was kind of lost, and I just like couldn't believe what an amazing voice Lena had. And I mean, just to see a girl like spend 45 seconds putting on Spanx or getting into a fight with her mom, it just felt so real and hilarious.
HBO gave Dunham her own show based on a premise similar to Tiny Furniture, and executive producer Apatow hired Connor to work on Girls.
Part of Jenny's job is to be paying attention to Lena, what she needs, how she can write with her, how she can know when she needs a break.
She started out basically having to babysit me.
Dunham says Connor helped her curb her workaholic tendencies.
Acting, getting naked in front of people, the public criticism that comes with it has been really emotionally draining. And unfortunately, Jenny's been put in the position of having to caretake, but it's something that she does with so much grace that you would never think it was hard for her.
Sisterhood is a theme of their online newsletter, Lenny Letter. Its writers explore issues like abortion and gender parity in Hollywood. Lenny Letter now has an imprint with Random House, and they recently made an animated short in honor of Planned Parenthood's centennial. Connor says the girls in Girls are not as outspoken as she and Dunham, but provocative in their own way.
We were never overtly political. I don't think we would have ever taken on Trump or what this administration is or anything like that, mainly because the girls are so like self-centered.
The finale of Girls is set for mid-April. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News.